Malachim Beis Perek Vav Pasuk Aleph. Vayom Ubnei HaNeviim El Elisha. And the Neviim student said to Elisha, Hinei Naham Mokom Asher Nachli Yoshu Sham Lefanecha Tzarmimenu. This place that we are sitting now, it's very cramped in here. As the previous parak ended with Elisha banishing Gehazi, his attendant, with Tzaraas, this parak begins with the students who are studying to become prophets, wanting another place to live, because the base medrash they were in was too small to contain them. Rashi and the Radak point out, this is because Gehazi would constantly turn down students who wanted to come and study by Elisha. Now that Gehazi was no longer around, the base medrash doors were open to all who wanted to learn from the Tzaddik. Therefore, they actually needed more room as it was getting cramped. The student wanted to move to the Yardin and requested Elisha join them. Elisha consented. Upon relocating to the Yardin, a young prophet was chopping a tree for construction, and the steel axe flew off the handle into the Yardin. The young prophet called out for help. As the axe was borrowed, the prophet would have incurred a financial loss. Elisha broke off a piece of wood the size of the axe handle, threw it into the water, and the steel head miraculously floated to the top. Note, we see how Elisha was not only concerned for the welfare of Klal Yisrael on a macro level, but was also concerned for the welfare of each and every single member of Yisrael. And Pasuk Ches, king of Aram, who was constantly fighting with Yisrael, became very upset and wanted to capture Elisha, because every time the king of Aram was planning an attack on Yisrael and was hiding in a secret place, Elisha would tell Yehoram, king of Yisrael, where king of Aram was hiding. Initially, king of Aram thought there was an informer who kept on telling king of Yisrael where he was hiding. However, Aram's men related, it's not our fault. Elisha knows everything that is happening. He even knows the intimate conversations you have with your wife. Immediately, king of Aram planned on attacking and killing Elisha. King of Aram then had Elisha's city completely surrounded by his army in preparation for killing Elisha. Elisha's attendant became scared by the surrounding army. Elisha then related, "Do not be scared, as our army is bigger than theirs." In Pasuk Zion, V'yispalel Elisha Davin Vayomer, and he said, Hashem, Pakach Nas Einov Vayira. He said, Hashem, open up my attendant's eyes. And the attendant saw, V'yifkach Hashem es Einei Anar Vayara V'inei Ahar Mole Susim V'rechavesh V'sivos Elisha. And when the attendant's eyes opened up, the Nar saw the mountain was completely surrounded by horses and fiery chariots that were surrounding Elisha. As the Matsudas points out, Elisha prayed the attendant's eyes to open to the Ruchnius, the spiritual essence of reality that was occurring at that moment. As Hashem grants a person the ability to see Elisha Davin, that Hashem open his attendant's eyes to truly see the deeper reality of the world. In a sense, Elisha Davin, his attendant should be granted the eyes of the Tzaddik to properly see the way the world really works. The war started. Elisha immediately prayed the opposing army should become blind. Rashi adds, their vision should become confused and blurred. Elisha then led the army, the entire army of Aram, to Yehoram, king of Yisrael, located in the Shomron. Elisha then miraculously prayed for the army's eyes to open. Yehoram wanted to kill the army. However, Elisha did not allow Yehoram to, because the army was defenseless. The Matsudas adds, it was inappropriate for Yehoram to kill them because they were brought to him by a miracle. Elisha told Yehoram to feed the army bread and water and send them on their way. There was peace for some time between Aram and Yisrael. And Pasuk Dalit through Lama Gimel, which is the end of the parak, I'd like to add, the following story is tragic and meant with sensitivity to our listeners. After the time of peace, Ben-Hadad, king of Aram, laid siege on the entire kingdom of Yisrael in the Shomron. The famine got so bad, there was a tremendous amount of inflation and death that spread throughout Yisrael. One day, a woman called out to Yehoram for help. Yehoram saw the woman was in pain and questioned her about what she needs. The woman related making a deal with another woman. The deal was as follows. First, they were to eat the initial woman's child together. And the next day, the second woman would share eating her child with the first woman. The initial woman shared eating her child, but the second woman did not share her child to be eaten. Yehoram was distraught and outraged by the event. Yehoram started to do tshuva, then blamed Elisha for the event and wanted to have Elisha beheaded. The Das Sofer points out, Yehoram blaming Elisha showed Yehoram's emunah, faith in Elisha the tzaddik, because Yehoram knew the only way for Hashem to remove the decree of the famine was to have a Navi, prophet, pray for the generation. Therefore, Yehoram felt Elisha was responsible for not praying for the generation. Elisha told the prophet that he was with, Elisha told the people that he was with not to let Yehoram's messenger in. In the middle of Elisha speaking, the messenger showed up and said, in Pasuk Lamed Gimel, which is the last Pasuk in the parak, Vayomer, Hine Zos Harame Eis Hashem. Hashem Ochila Od. And the messenger said, look at this Ra, this evil that Hashem had brought upon us. What hope can we actually have in Hashem? And that's the end of the parak. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.